everybody. I'm Elizabeth Williams Bushy, and this is the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. Today, we have a really cool story, a Tisket a Tasket. You've heard the story. Well, you've heard the rhyme, but you haven't heard the story behind it. So let's get started. Miss me? I missed you guys too. So let's get going. The Tiskets and the Taskets had been feuding for longer than even Mother Goose, the oldest and most level-headed resident of Rhymeland, could remember. If a Tisket boy did something as minor as accidentally toss his ball over the high fence that separated the two neighboring houses, Mr. Tasket would deflate it like a pancake and leave it on the Tisket's porch at dawn. In retaliation, of course, the Tisket twins, Tilly and Tallulah, would be sure to trip up Tanisha Tasket during double dutch jump rope during recess. The resulting scraped knee, the trip to Nurse Nancy Dawson, and the general chaos at the Ding Dong Bell Elementary School naturally led to a screaming match at Principal Piper's office. Mr. and Mrs. Tisket and Mr. and Mrs. Tasket were very good screamers. This happened about once a week. Obviously, no kid wanted to be friends with a Tisket or a Tasket. Any self-respecting child knew that to pick either side would mean just plain trouble. "You'd think," said Mother Goose one day, as she and Principal Piper sat in the office, looking out the window at a beautiful spring day, "that the Tisket and Tasket children might get lonely." "Well," Principal Piper said, "there certainly are a lot of them." "Still," Mother Goose said thoughtfully, "logically, if they made friends with each other..." Mother Goose said no more, but rather swept up her fine red velvet cloak, saddled up her gander, and flew on his winged back out the principal's window. Principal Piper was fairly used to this. Mother Goose was the sort who would get an idea right in the middle of a conversation, then fly off then and there, without so much as a by your leave. Principal Piper didn't take it personally anymore. Besides, he could already hear the screaming starting from the schoolyard. He glanced up at the calendar, wondering, has it been a week already? Lucy Lockett, however, was the screamer this time. Principal Piper was stunned. Lucy Lockett was the quietest child in school. All she ever did was hum softly, do her work quietly, and walk steadily back and forth, waving her little green and yellow basket with her everywhere she went. In fact, that was the only odd thing about Lucy Lockett at all. She always, always carried that little green and yellow basket. Then again, she wasn't a Tisket or a Tasket, so no one mocked her for her little habit. "I lost it! I lost it!" Lucy was sobbing uncontrollably. "Easy now, easy," Principal Piper said in his best, calm the freaking out student teacherly voice. "Easy," Lucy Lockett snarled, and Principal Piper took a step backward in alarm. "How can I be easy when it's gone, and I just know it was one of them who took it?" Principal Piper was all a flutter. The world seemed to have gone mad. His best, sweetest student was snarling at him like a wolverine with splinters and was talking nonsense to him. His best teacherly calm-down voice was doing no good at all. And of all the students, the Tiskets and the Taskets were standing politely and quietly off to the sidelines. "Them" was all Principal Piper could manage to say. "Them who?" "It had to be," Lucy sobbed. "A Tisket! A Tasket! They took my little basket!" Now, Principal Piper would have been quite ready to accept almost any accusation leveled at a Tisket by a Tasket, or the other way around. But this was the first time he'd ever heard of the feud spilling outside the families. Principal Piper couldn't help himself. He lifted one skeptical eyebrow at Lucy Lockett. "Are you sure?" he said. "Sure? Am I sure? Of course I'm sure. I wrote a letter to my love, and on the way I dropped it. I dropped it. I dropped it. On the way I dropped it. It was in my basket. Who else would have taken it but those rotten Tiskets and Taskets?" Principal Piper collected his wits and cleared his throat. "We'll get to the bottom of this, Lucy dear. In the meantime, everyone, back to class." Lucy sobbed the whole way back, with every other student consoling her, except the Tiskets and the Taskets. "We didn't do it," said the Tiskets, puzzled. "Why would we?" "We didn't do it either," said the Taskets, "and for some reason, we believe you." "Probably because here we are, both in trouble," suggested Tallulah. "There's only one way out of this," Tommy Tisket said. "Find the real thief," they all said together. "And return Lucy's basket," Tallulah and Tommy said at the same time. Their eyes locked, and the rest of the Tiskets and Taskets looked at each other in panic. They agreed to meet after school to look for clues. They divided into search parties, mixing Tiskets and Taskets to keep an eye on each other. "I found this," said Tallulah, who'd paired up with Tommy. "Great work," said Tommy. "What is it?" "A feather," she said. "I don't know what it means, but at least it's a clue." Together, they collected a scrap of the note, a bit of yellow wicker from the basket, and a scrap of red velvet. Then they huddled together to make sense of it all. The next day, the children of both clans, the entire bunch of Tiskets and the entire bunch of Taskets, requested a meeting with Principal Piper. He was already meeting with Mother Goose. "How nice to see you here, Mother Goose," Tallulah said, but she didn't sound at all as if she meant it. Tommy stepped forward next. "Principal Piper, we've come to clear our names and show you some evidence that we are pretty sure points to the real thief." Principal Piper stood up straighter in his chair. "My, my, that's astonishing. You did this by yourself?" "No," said Tilly, "we all work together, so we know we're right." Mother Goose laughed. "You all work together, did you? Sounds like something friends might do." The Tiskets and the Taskets looked at each other. "I guess we are friends now," they admitted. "Friends with each other, but not friends with you, Mother Goose, because you stole Lucy Lockett's basket." To their enormous surprise, Mother Goose started to chuckle. "You are absolutely correct, darlings." It was everyone else's turn to be shocked. "And," Mother Goose went on, "I did it on purpose." "But why?" Principal Piper asked. "So the Tiskets and the Taskets would stop fighting. Besides, the basket was safe with me the whole time." Mother Goose pulled the basket, safe and sound, out from her velvet cloak and handed it to the Tisket and Tasket children. "There you go, children. You solved the case. More importantly, you solved the feud." The distant sound of sobbing could be heard down the hall. "Principal Piper, you've got some explaining to do," Mother Goose said, just before she threw it. The end. And now, to wrap things up, we have a new song for you called Chameleon Come Talk to Me. You might recognize this song because it started out as a poem on the poem section of inklesstales.com. You can visit the poem section at www.inklesstales.com/poems. And this will be part of a book I'm writing called Annie's Animals, which should be out hopefully soon. Here is the song. Hope you like it. And if you are interested in music, you can buy my CDs, Sing Out Loud or Lullabies for Listening, at inklesstales.com/shop, S-H-O-P. Hope you like it. Here it comes. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed the Inkless Tales podcast for kids. Come back and visit us again soon.